This is All India Radio. On the eve of the winter session of Parliament, the News Services Division of All India Radio brings you a discussion on issues before Parliament. The participants are Ms. Meenakshi Lekhi, BJP, Mr. Tom Vadakkan, Congress, Mr. Binoy Vishwam, CPI, and Mr. Hanan Molla, CPIM. KV Prasad, Senior Journalist, moderates the discussion.
The winter session of Parliament begins tomorrow, and a host of bills await clearances from both the houses. Of course, being the penultimate session before the tenure of the current Modi government comes to an end, this session assumes importance both for political and legislative business. We have been told by the Parliamentary Affairs Minister that there are at least 7 bills in Rajya Sabha and 16 in Lok Sabha which the government wants to accord high priority, including the one on triple talaq and the Indian Medical Council, and also the Companies Amendment Bill. Well, the legislative session will be underway, but before that, we already seen the opposition parties coming together and holding a meeting, and we hope that the session, of course, everybody promises the sessions will continue to work, provided what they want to discuss is taken up. The Prime Minister already assured that all issues of importance should be taken up and discussed. To begin with, the Bharatiya Janata Party and as a ruling coalition head, how would the BJP approach the last legislative session, if one may say so, before the government goes in for elections?
All I can say is that this is almost like a last full session, because next is only vote on account, which is more a formal session to give out the money and work on budget. So this session becomes important from the perspective of discussions and passing of bills and doing the legislative business. So any subject of importance which has not been discussed so far takes a priority. And also being a run-up to the 2019 election, everybody would want to take up their issues. And I would say we as a government would like to answer everything and set the pace for discussion.
Mulla Sahab, the opposition is of course always geared up to take on the government and the parliament, because that's a forum where the government of the day is held accountable by members of parliament and also owing party affiliations. But first and foremost, if you look at the broad sweep, there is a lot of work that needs to be done. Legislative agenda is already in place. Several bills are pending. Some of them are very crucial. What is the bigger approach the opposition is going to take?
Broadly, our approach is certain crucial bills should be taken up. And as you said, Medical Council bill and some bill are 3-4 bills are there, very important. Immediately, those should be passed. And we also insisting on this women reservation bill. Though it was passed once in Rajya Sabha, but it has not followed up. So such bills should be discussed, and opposition government should come to some agreement on certain bills. I do not know in every day if you cannot pass 3 or 4 bills. For proper discussion, it will take some time. So many bills, 16, 17 bills, I do not know, be too much for this small session. But at least we should select certain bills and agreed on that. They should try to pass it. And the opposition will cooperate to passing those bills in national interest. But at the same time, issues are very important. There are several issues. As this is the last session, in 5 years, the heaps of issues gathered, and recently also some big issues emerged. So opposition will be interested to raise issues like, you know, Rafael scam, we say. Lots of questions are there. Though there are court case and there are clarification, but still many grey areas are there that should be discussed. Then institutions are under attack. Either it is Reserve Bank or that is in educational that institution. Those institutions created by the constitution, all are under stress, and somewhere it is even changed. Some character also sought to be changed. So these institutions also should be seriously discussed, and constitutional validity, all this, that should be taken care of. But major issue also will want, last 2 years you have seen, the massive unrest among the peasants all over the country. And there many pending issues are there, because Prime Minister promised 4-5 things before election. But those promises, as farmers feel, are not fulfilled. So those issues, MSP and then loan waiver, then insurance schemes and all these things are there. Those were discussed, but not desired result reached to the people. Anger is there among the farmers. So that issue, MSP and others, and 2 bills, presented by farmers as a private member's bill. Those are the main, we are demanding a special session. I do not know, there is no time for a special session. But at least in this session, some time can be separated and discuss these two bills. These are also areas. And unemployment, price rise, also one area is there. So these things we have to discuss properly and see how maximum result can be received from
Meenakshi,
this session.
While I'll come to the bills and other issues that Mulla Sahab has raised on behalf of the opposition, Women's Reservation Bill seems to again be back in terms of currency. People are talking about it. Only yesterday we saw the Congress president writing to some of his chief ministers to try and get this passage. How would the BJP in general and you in particular like to look at this bill?
So I'm not sure how government's progressing on this, but all I can say is that if any government had shown the courage to pass this, it would happen to be Narendra Modi's government in Gujarat. As a chief minister in 2010, he had passed it in the Legislative Assembly and sent it for the presidential assent, which was not granted. The bill was kept pending by playing politics on this subject. So this is, so far as BJP stand is concerned, because this gentleman today happens to be head of the government. The practical side of the politics is that, and as is of judiciary and several other professions including yours, where editors, etc. Now, the number of women who rise to the top will depend on the number of women who join the workforce. And that number of women joining the workforce is limited. Keeping that in mind, so women climbing up the ladder will also depend on the number of women who join the workforce. So even in judiciary, we have seen the limited number of women who end up being the Supreme Court judges, or some end up in High Court, but what percentage? Because legal profession is a tough profession and takes a toll of all kinds on the women, and thus many just leave halfway and become professors, teachers, teaching law and all, and or engage in other corporate sector. Similarly, journalism is a very, very tough call, and so very few women end up being the editors or head of offices which control mass media. Same thing goes for politics. So whenever we are having a conversation, so we have Women's Wing and we do have Yuva Mocha. Me specifically, as our party has, our party even has 33% reservation for women within the hierarchy of the party structure. And that 33% from top to bottom, we have every mandal, everything will have one woman, or out of three, one post is given to women, and out of five, two posts are given to women. Like that, we have that hierarchical structure. But the intake of women is less in politics, and that intake of women at grassroots is being limited. And I would say if there is a political party which has so many women as workforce, happens to be my party. BJP has a very, very specific cadre of women who work very hard for the political strength. So I'm sure, keeping everything in mind, and as NDA, whatever decision is possible will be taken. Rest, I'm sure there are conversations on this subject so far as women reservation is concerned. But I have a different scheme of things in my mind always. It's not party stand. What I'm saying is not party stand. But according to me, reservation for women, not just for the sake of reservation, and do not mark constituencies that the same way as we have SCST, that this is a SCST constituency. Similarly, you start marking this as a women's constituency, which is going to be bad, because out of two women or multiple women, only one will get elected. Instead of that, if we have a system that 33% seats will be given to women, then each and every party will have to start looking for competent women and not just face-saving techniques. And by face-saving techniques, actually it is disempowering women, because all kind of people get in, which is unfair. I feel the fairness of the system and judicial system would demand that we give reservation to women, and each party, which should give 33% tickets to women, and those parties should lose their symbol if they do not abide by the law.
Well, I think that was a very interesting aspect of the women's reservation issue that you brought up, and I'm sure discussions and conversations will continue. Mr. Varakan, on behalf of the Congress party, what are the issues? Because we just about discussing the bills that are going to come up, some 23 bills that have been identified as need to be passed or discussed. What are the big things that the Congress party wants to discuss when the session opens tomorrow?
We heard the leader of the opposition from the Rajya Sabha today, after attending the meeting, said that the JPC for the Rafale deal, and you must remember that we also gave them an opportunity to discuss the current Christian-Michel deal. We gave them an offer for JPC at that time, which was not accepted. But we do hope and pray that that is one of the demands that have emerged today, that it would be accepted and we go into the bottom of the whole issue and instead of covering it up otherwise. Now, as to the question of women's reservation bill, it's an interesting point from the BJP we are hearing that they are happy that they would go into the issue. Because this is one issue that Congress President Rahulji has written to our chief ministers to pass resolutions in each state. And apparently Andhra has done it and Orissa has done it. If this catches up, I think this will be a very good step. My old second submission is this, which I think as a citizen of this country, we would like Parliament, which is a temple of democracy, to have an opportunity to discuss everything threadbare and bills are passed on consensus. There are a variety of bills that are, which, now for the Dam Safety Bill 2018, which is a bill to be introduced. I think there's not much of a controversy on that because these are issues which affect the nation. If measures are taken to monitor dams in proper time and right time, I think a lot of these tragedies that happen during floods and other things, for example, I can take it to my own state, Kerala. We've had a dam which is not open for 20 years. Now, the point is, if there was a regular monitoring, you would not have a situation where what happened. And then you had the same situation happening in Tamil Nadu. And we had situations in Orissa too. Now, the question is whether any issue should be declared as a national disaster or not. This is the center decides. But I think an independent body should be allowed to take a call on this because there are certain statutory requirements to be adopted in such cases. Because you see, it's not just human tragedy, it is crops that are lost, and then you get down to at the ground zero, a situation emerges where it takes you another 10 years to get back to where the positions you are in. Now, the other issues, the agrarian stress that we are seeing, farmer suicide, not that I'm saying that this is a current phenomenon that has happened. It has been happening for quite some time. And I think this issue needs to be addressed. You can't have ad hocism on this. The question of waiving the loans, we have done it. Now, the whole objective of waiving loans are essentially to ensure that they come back to the banking sector because they are caught up with people who lend at very high rates, and that's what leads to all these suicides because of pressure. And these are situations which can be avoided. And the other issues about the MSP. Now, there were promises according to the Swaminathan report. They said they are going to implement it. They accepted it. It's kind of them. But the point here is you need implementation. And to ensure that the process of cultivation, fertilizers available, they did good activity on the urea, but that was far too little in terms of fertilizer, in terms of seeds, and then protection, insurance. These are all tokenism that is at all times we have seen. We need to go beyond tokenism and act so that the backbone of this country is not disturbed because the agrarian sector, the stress there is going to reflect on the mainstream economy. So these are some of the points that we'll raise: unemployment, and there are a variety of law and order situation, or the lynching issue which is happening, which is all linked with the states. But at the same time, I would like to argue that look, states are there, but the national policy on this should be adopted. And there was the NIA bill which was pending. I think these are issues which there's consensus. Why don't we push it and move on, you know?
Surely, I'm sure that the issue which you flagged as the dam safety, the trigger, of course, is what happened in Kerala and Tamil Nadu. And if this is a national consensus that can be built in very soon, you can have some kind of a forward movement on issues which are bipartisan or which every party looks at it from the human angle of it and the tragedy that such havocs. But before I come back to you, Meenakshiji, I'll just bring in Mr. Viswam of CPI. We also heard Meenakshi tell us that on the women's reservation bill, it was the Gujarat CM, Mr. Modi, had passed the bill for providing reservations. So there was some kind of an acceptance. But now that, of course, there is a fresh talk of it, probably we'll see it being carried forward. But what are the issues that the CPI in particular would like to flag when the session opens on tomorrow?
Well, I should say that the CPI and the left as a whole would like to emphasize on the questions of the situations of the poor people in the country, mainly the farmers. All their concerns are ignored by the government all these years. Farmers, so you said, are on the increase. Even the Swaminathan Commission report implementation was only partial. So this is one of the main issues that we want to focus. The same way the workers' rights, almost all the legislations which were supporting the cause of the workers are on the deathbed now. The name of the labor courts, 44 legislations related to the workers' rights are getting undermined. All the basic institutions of the government, right from judiciary, then take the case of the RBI, the CBI, all these are made as instruments in the hands of the government in power. It is not a good and healthy practice for a democratic government to do this kind of high-handedness towards the institutions of great importance for the country's democratic future. And you can see the higher education system is also facing a lot of crisis today. What will be the fate of the UGC? Nobody knows. They are telling that they are going to implement some sort of a higher education commission in its place. And what will be the mandate for it? Nobody knows it. Today we read in the newspapers about the Ujjwala projects on which the government was making a lot of claims. The fact is that 58% of the poor people are not asking for a second time of cylinders simply because they can't afford it. When we take the question of the third cylinder, it further comes down, and the government is claiming that 58 crores of the poor people in the country are now having gas cylinder connections at their homes. The reality goes the other way. The claims go this way and the facts go that way. So all these issues which touch upon the lives of the common man, the working class, the peasantry, the youngsters, that are to be highlighted in the house. In the same way, we feel that women's reservation, my learned's representative of the BJP, the ruling party, made a new formula here. Everybody knows that BJP politically is not for the women's rights. They want to evade from the real issue. We at the left, the CPI, they sincerely believe that there is no time to waste now. At the earliest, the 33% of the women in all representative bodies should be implemented. The experience of the country in the locus of governments are so promising. The women excelled perfectly well. In many places, even they outsmarted the menfolk. So their rights to be in the houses of parliament and assembly with a proper representation is a matter of great importance as the left is concerned.
Certainly, and Meenakshiji, I'll give the floor to you because you have a lot of things you need to answer because the questions are all raised. You are free to begin.
My party is concerned. He probably doesn't know that this is the only party which gives 33% reservation to women across its cadre, from lowest unit to the highest unit in the party structure. And we have a specifically dedicated wing for women also. So with this background, and also the background of the present Prime Minister, who was the earlier Chief Minister, who had passed the bill in Legislative Assembly. So I think with this knowledge, probably he will change his opinion about the BJP. Not to...
If I take you on to the issue of institutions, because almost everybody had...
And my answer to that is that this is for... Anyway, they are free to raise their propaganda, because that's the job of the opposition, to find faults. But they are not able to find faults, because so far as CBI is concerned, it was called a cage parrot. It was not my government, it was the previous government. Right now, if A says B is corrupt and B says A is corrupt, what is government supposed to do? Sit idle or take action? The government took action. Let the agencies, if CBI is an agency, CBC is also an agency, Supreme Court is also an agency. And these are all agencies to bring justice. And they are the ones who are acting on it. It's not the government of India which is acting on it. They only told them, stay off. Let's find the balance and let's get back to the job. So government of India has tried to do what is right. Because if A is corrupt or B is corrupt, then somebody needs to come to the format and find out who is corrupt and who needs to be withheld from the kind of work the person is doing and trying to influence investigations and serious investigation. We've just heard about the Christian Michelle job. Now, if this was the CBI, which was headed by one of the two, would you think it is a secure institution? When people themselves have no credibility left. Credibility of the institution depends on the credibility of individuals also. So when credibility of individuals heading those institutions is being questioned, government did the right thing. And any question which they want to raise, I have answers to each one of them. And I'll be happy to answer every question raised by the opposition. The only condition I'm putting is that place, let the parliament function.
Well,
that's
I think
all.
Mr. Vadakkan is already provoked by your reason.
I'm sure.
The point here is, Lekhiji has been very kind to listen to us. The point is, while she was speaking, I was a little worried because it's not that simplistic as it is made that the CBI issue is that there's a fight between two. One was a poster boy of a particular dispensation. The other gentleman was yet another favorite. It was not our favorites. We opposed their appointments from time to time. But yes, there is a protocol. There is a constitutional framework by which you get through the committee, and it's not just a midnight operation that you throw out these senior people at the drop of a hat in the middle of the night. Now, the issue is, the word that is around is that the chief wanted to investigate this, the Rafael deal, and that was not a very comfort level for the government, so they did act. The speed with which they acted was essentially because of this kind of pressure. So it's not simplistic to say that it was just a fight between them and the government that played the good cop and the bad cop. It's not the good cop and bad cop, it is stakeholders playing games. And being what it may, there were some reports of intercepts of the...
Yeah, those are matter of details, I'm sure.
Just one line. How does Congress know he was going to investigate Rafael Deal? Christian Michael was to be brought
in. Well, I also know Lekhiji.
Why was it not Augusta Westland which was...
I know Lekhiji, you are a good lawyer and you will have good questions. I'm sure that will reserve for Parliament and the discussions and debate.
Probably Augusta Westland which we brought in.
If I look at the larger issues of opposition, you mentioned... The fact remains, there are a number of bills which are pending, as mentioned. Some of it, you also said, while the larger issues that continue to dog the governments of the day, whether it is the agrarian issues, the labor issue, which Mr. Viswam pointed out, the other issues that Mr. Vadakkan pointed out on behalf of the Congress Party. There are political issues. There are issues that matter, which the opposition thinks are issues of governance, which need to be tackled without any delay in the larger interest of the people. But there are certain bills which also are trying to, the government is wanting to bring in some amendment. For instance, there's an amendment to the voting which allows proxy voting to the non-resident Indians. This is a bill which has been discussed. Previously, we had a similar move where the service voters were given such a thing, and today. Maula sir, would you like to say something as to, because the government is talking of this proxy voting for non-resident Indians.
We are not in favor of this proxy voting. This proxy will ultimately lead to misuse. And all over the world, how that can be manipulated. This proxy vote will not help our democratic system. If they want to vote, they come and vote. Then you should not allow such proxy. And if no proxy is good in the human society and civilization.
Would you like to say something?
Yes, I would say we are fine with it, but they have reservations.
No, but they should have a right to vote. The NRAs should have a right to vote, but not as proxy.
Yes, they have the right to vote already.
Proxy and EVM, so I'm not going into details. I think
this is not going to be discussed. If they win, EVMs are fine. If they don't, then EVMs are fine.
Well, I think again that's a matter of a debate that will continue. But
one more issue
that of course has been talking of, because we are always talking of gender sensitivity, but there's one more issue, the transgenders. I mean, there is a bill that has been pending, and this is something which a debate continues on every regular basis. Is the society ready for a change?
No, change in what sense? I think I will have reservation about reservation on any ground, especially on the ground of gender. But transgenders be given, we've already going through the processes. Rights, yes, I've always said that even when these debates were going on about gays, etc., I would say in public domain, these things should not matter at all. We should have a society that we start respecting human beings as human beings, and these questions should never be asked. You are a transgender, you are a man, you are a woman, it doesn't matter. You are good at the job, what you do is fine by me. I don't have to ask a person who comes for, say, writing an editorial, what gender does that person have. It doesn't matter as long as the writing is good and thinking. Those are my issues. Equal treatment to everyone.
Mulla sir, one issue that of course, and I'll come to Vishnu sir also, is the triple talaq. Because the government has been wanting this thing, the ordinance has been repeatedly coming, because the government is very keen that triple talaq ordinance be replaced.
Supreme Court, after Supreme Court judgment, things have been cleared. And the minority societies also, they have, majority of them have accepted that. But government went a step forward by the act they want. That will not help actually. So I think we should stop at Supreme Court judgment. On the basis of that, it should proceed.
Mr. Sir, would you have to opinion on the
triple talak? No doubt. Triple talak is an injustice to the women. Absolute injustice. That should be ended. But the government's hue and cry on this issue is politically motivated.
So not working for
they are not for the women, they are not for their justice, not for their rights, but they want to make a sensitive campaign point on this issue. That's why we have doubts of our own.
The sense I get is there is a mood for the correction mechanism, but the mechanism itself is being questioned as to how it is.
That's as long as the deed is good, and the deed is to give justice to women who have not been denied justice. Constitution had certain provisions. There have been 3 judgments of the previous judgments of Supreme Court. This is not the only judgment which has come. And yet, there was no implementation. A judgment is a good judgment, but how do you implement it? The implementation needs to have some mechanism, and this is a mechanism devised by the government, so I stand by that.
Tom, would you like to add something to this?
Triple talak, I think, is a settled matter after the Supreme Court matter has been sorted out. But in practice, there are issues which are, now, for example, the husband is jailed. Am I right to understand that? And if he's jailed, who's looking after the family or their financial? These are detailing. I think we can all sit down.
So who looks after a triple talak is given?
No, but then there is they have to, the alimony issue and other
things. And I'm sure this
nobody looks after. She's thrown out. I think
we should take care of the human side also.
Yes,
well, when you're talking of the issues of human, and I think one very important bill which has been pending for a pretty, pretty long time is the amendment to the Motor Vehicles Act. Because
sure,
the minister,
yeah.
All of us seem to be on the same page on that.
I guess.
Yes. But since 2016, it has been pending. Lok Sabha is introduced. The Standing Committee has already reported. There are
strict
penalties that the government, and some of them, this seems the basis. Vishnu Sahib, would you like to say how would the...
No, in the outset, one may feel that it's a very positive legislation. That's true also. But the public transport system, how it's going to be affected? How the workers' interests are going to be affected? Is there a space for the private players to have absolute control in the road traffic? All these questions are to be answered properly. As such, the Motor Vehicles Act is a welcome step. At the same time, there are serious questions are raised already now by the workers' movements, by the people who stand for the public sector, and those concerns are not simply to be ignored. They should be taken with proper consideration.
Now, see, there are 2 other bills which, of course, related to health in particular, the National Medical Commission bill, because that is the medical regulation and the whole education system, and of course, the other one is surrogacy regulation. These are 2 very, very bills which are connect, almost say, touches a lot of lives. How would the BJP would like to look at this? And is there any conversation with the opposition too?
I am sure on everything there should be a conversation with each other. We can agree to disagree on the floor, but not otherwise. And we can always take a call on things to be discussed. And surrogacy issues are also, I feel, so many things are going on, and womb for rent is one thing. And there are human issues involved in all these things. So I guess I'm all for discussion on these subjects. Absolutely.
Mulla Sahib, would you like?
I told, sir, many bills are very important. But I do not know that these few days will be sufficient to pass it. So I think there should be some consensus on certain bills, which are very, very important for the national interest, that should be immediately taken up. Others, we do not know how much time will be.
Yeah,
there.
I think just with 20 sittings that the houses would have, and of course you could always sit on extended time provided there is an agreement on either side of the aisle. Mr. Adikan, what would the Congress party in terms of, has it some of the bills which it thinks has a broad consensus and broad support, while other issues will always come up for discussion?
Yes, I think they should be in the business meeting that they should list out things which are, I think, in principle accepted. Now, especially on the issue of MCI being replaced, there has been reports of corruption at a very high level. So all these things need to be addressed.
Well, I think on that note, we'll have to call this a discussion to an end, because 20 sittings is not a very long time, and there is a very ambitious agenda, and some of it, as Mr. Visum pointed out, needs to be prioritized. Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on Issues Before Parliament. The participants were Ms. Meenakshi Lekhi, BJP, Mr. Tom Vadakkan, Congress, Mr. Binoy Vishram, CPI, and Mr. Hanan Mulla, CPIM, and KV Prasad, senior journalist, who moderated the discussion. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in.